Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Avirat Jain, moderator for this conference. Welcome to the conference call of Delta Water and Infra Solutions Limited, arranged by Concept Investor Relations to discuss its Q1 FY26 results. We have with us today Mr. C. Mrityunjaya Swamy, Chairman and Executive Director, Manish Jayashil Shetty, Chairman and Managing Director, Sujit T.R., Whole-Time Director and CFO. At this moment, all participant lines are in the listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct the question and answer session. At this time, if you have a question, please press star and one on the on your telephone keypad. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand over the floor to Mr. C. Mrityunjaya Swamy, Chairman and Executive Director. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. I am C. Mrityunjaya Swamy, Chairman and Executive Director of Delta Water and Infra Solutions Limited. It is a pleasure to connect with you as we present our results for the first quarter of financial year 26. We are pleased to report a strong start to the year, delivering both robust growth and improved profitability. Revenue from operations for quarter 1 financial year 26 stood at ₹67.28 crore, representing a healthy increase of 24.24% over the previous quarter and a 35.92% growth compared to the same period last year. This performance was driven by accelerated execution in our water management projects, improved billing realization, and the completion of milestone-linked deliverables. Importantly, a portion of deferred billings from quarter 4 financial year 25 materialized this quarter, with the balance expected to be recognized in the coming quarters, provided continuing momentum. Our profitability has also got strengthened. EBITDA for the quarter was ₹25 crore, with margins improving to 37.15% compared to 34.22% in quarter 4 financial 25. PAT was reported at ₹18.55 crore, translating into a PAT margin of 26.57% just in the last three quarters. Improvement reflects operating leverage from higher execution volumes, a favorable project mix, and lower finance cost. As of June 2025, our outstanding order book stands at ₹593.68 crore, which has got improved in subsequent days and providing multi-quarter revenue visibility. Anyhow, water management remains our core focus area, contributing the largest share of the order book, while roads, railways, and irrigation projects add a layer of diversification. Operationally, we continue to make steady progress on key projects, particularly in large-scale water supply and groundwater recharging, by initiating groundwork on new contracts secured earlier this year. We also strengthened our project management and engineering capabilities to drive efficiency and ensure timely delivery. Looking ahead, demand environment in our sector is very encouraging, supported by the government's sustained focus on water reuse, recycling, and water infrastructure development. We are actively expanding our geographic footprint beyond Karnataka into water deficit states which have been identified by Government of India, namely Gujarat, Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, Uttar Pradesh, and Haryana, which have been recognized as project areas under a scheme of Government of India, namely Atal Jal. In Atal Jal, the main focus will be on groundwater recharging, groundwater sustainability, and improved availability of groundwater to the people who are residing in those areas. We continue to explore selective opportunities in roadways and railways. Apart from that, we intend to bid for new projects even in the state of Karnataka. We have identified a very good number of projects which we will announce in coming days, since they are all in final DPR stage or in our bidding stage. And we continue to emphasize our focus on water-based infrastructure projects, where our core strength lies and our capabilities have been very well appreciated by the mankind. In this regard, I would like to inform you that with improved groundwater storage, the health condition of the people has got improved. People have got better access to good drinking water. The fish culture has got improved. Livestock is living very well. And the livability factor of the people have got increased. This factor has been appreciated by Government of India, in which our Honorable Finance Minister has adopted one of the villages where our project is being held, going on to implement the MP area development scheme also. And even our project has been well appreciated by G20 summit leaders who have visited our project and also appreciated the usefulness of the project. Even UN General Assembly President has visited our project site and appreciated the usefulness of groundwater recharging with recycled urban wastewater. The emphasis of our company is on identifying the source for groundwater recharging, utilizing the available source like sewage water of Bangalore, which is being treated into secondary level of treatment by other urban bodies like Urban Water Supply Board and BWSSB, Bangalore Water Supply Board. And we are taking that water and filling up of the tanks, water bodies, wherein groundwater gets merged into the ground and ensures that all round and all the year round, we get improved groundwater. We have got a very debt-like balance sheet and our margins are very strong and we have got a healthy work order in pipeline. We are well positioned to deliver on our execution commitments, scale up operations and create sustainable value for our stakeholders. And we continue to emphasize our importance in timely execution of the work so that no cost overruns are there. And even our finances are being managed very well. And in fact, we have got very light debt, which we utilize only for non-fund-based obligations like bank guarantees, which we have to utilize for getting the bids awarded. So in this way, our company is going well. And now hand over the floor back to the moderator to begin the question and answer session. That's all from our management side.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Sanket Sath from Arth AIF. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on a good set of numbers. Sir, in the last phone call, it was discussed that in the first half of this financial year, the company was planning to bid for 1,200 to 1,500 crores worth of orders. Can you please give an update on the status of this?
Yes. Whatever amount we have promised in the last concall, we are online. Right now, after June 30th, 2025, till August 14th, we have won orders to the tune of around 180 crores, which we have already reported to the stock exchanges, and that work will start immediately right now. Apart from that, other project where we are bidding, due to disclosure norms, I can't tell you the exact name of the project. Now we are bidding for a water supply and sewerage project in one of our taluks, in one of our districts in Karnataka, whose value is estimated to be around 750 to 800 crore. Apart from that, we have become lowest in one more tender for valued at 120 crore, which is in final approval stage. All put together, it comes to around 1,100. And balance 100 crores of tenders, they are under the draft tender processing stage that we will bid. We will announce all these projects in coming days as soon as we get the LOI, letter of intent.
Right, right. And sir, in the last guidance, it was also mentioned that you are actively bidding for 850 crore project in Sandur town. for the Karnataka Mineral Rehabilitation Exploration Fund or Exploration Fund. So can you also give some light on this?
In that project, there are four companies. Out of four companies, two projects have been cleared by highest technical body for executing the work. And those projects are now going for draft tender procurement stage. Balance two estimates have been put up to competent authority. Probably they are discussing in another 10 to 20 days. Once all the four components of the Sando project are finalized and estimates are cleared in some technical bodies, they will put up the bids for tendering. And we are expecting it to close by second quarter of 25, or probably 15 days this way or that way. We are on course. We have identified our strengths and we have prepared our documents, and we are also involved in survey and all preliminary activities, which is all going on. We will announce shortly when tenders are going to be opened.
Okay, and sir, can you give a bit of guidance on like whether is there any improvement from the government in regards to the Amrut and Jal Jeevan mission on the ground currently? Because there was some slowdown in terms of execution from the government side in the last financial year, right?
Both Jal Jeevan and Amrut scheme are funded by Government of India along with Government of Karnataka. Right now, whatever Government of India has committed, it is delivering on its promised goal of delivering the funds. And state government has to match equally to the whatever share they have committed. And right now, we have not seen any dip in the revenue realization either from Jersey admission or from Amrut scheme. In fact, major revenue in first quarter of 25-26, we earned through Jal Jeevan Mission and Amrut scheme only.
Okay, got it. And sir, can you give any guidance on...
We request you to return to the question queue for a follow-up.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to two per participant. The next question is from the line of Maitri Shah from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, am I audible?
Yes, you are audible, ma'am.
Yeah, good afternoon. Congratulations on the great result. So two questions from my side. With more than 1,000 crore of order book that we are promising for FY26 and for second quarter FY26, and already we have a 590 crore of order book. What sort of guidance do we have for FY27? Can we assume a 600 to 700 crore top line there?
Can you repeat, madam? I couldn't understand your question.
Yeah, hello. Is this audible? Yeah,
yes,
so we are guiding for a 1,000 crore order inflow in a second quarter of FY26, and we already have a 590 crore order book outstanding. So what sort of guidance do you project for FY27? Is 600 to 700 crore a fair assumption?
We try to achieve whatever goal we have set in, but I can't specify the exact number since we are also regulated by regulatory authority. Definitely we try to aim for a better bidding, and also we try to capture the order. Since we have already completed our ongoing work, we will be eligible to bid for large number of projects. We try to achieve whatever is possible in our domain.
Any percentage growth you can give upwards of FY26 numbers of 300 crores?
Yeah, we are anticipating it. Yes.
Yeah, but for FY27, any percentage growth, could you guide us for that?
30% increase over 25-26.
30% increase, okay. And these newer projects, what sort of margins are we seeing? Are they in line with our current margins of 25-26% PAT, or are we seeing a better improvement in these margins going forward?
We try to strive ourselves to maintain the same type of margin. And definitely we will achieve good economy in our execution, with our execution model being robust. Since already we have disclosed it is zero debt and debt-light company, our finance costs are very minimal. And our procurement team is working very hard to achieve economy in procurement of the materials. With all these results, we will be able to achieve healthy growth. And we try to maintain the same line of profit which we have already disclosed.
And just one clarification. So previously you mentioned a 750 to 800 crore water supply storage order. Is this different from the Sandur order of 850 crore?
Yes. Apart from Sandur, we are also bidding for other projects also. Altogether, mm-hmm. as I've already mentioned, mm-hmm. we try to bid for better projects. And we will indicate as soon as we get the orders, we disclose before the stock exchanges, and we will also announce it publicly.
Okay. For FY26, what sort of order inflow do we expect on like the whole year basis?
We are anticipating around 1,000 CR.
A total of 1,000 CR? Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. That was it from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aniket Matwani from Step Trade Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, please.
So, as the company is posting good results recently, so may I know the management guidance for the September quarter?
Can you repeat, please?
So my question is, may I know the management guidance for the September quarter and for the FY26?
Okay. 20% increase when compared to second quarter of 24-25. We are anticipating that much of increase in revenue.
Okay, and my second question is, may I please know the current working capital days as of now?
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mukund Agarwal from BMC Advisors. Please go ahead. Mr. Mukund, your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead with your question.
Hello. Yeah, I'm audible.
Yes, you are audible. Go ahead.
Sir, congratulations on a great set of number.
Yes. Thank you.
So basically, I wanted to ask that on the last phone call, you said that for the whole year, revenue target would be around 300 odd crores. And
yes.
With the orders which are coming in, are we expecting any increase in the revenue which we were targeting before?
Actually, our revenue model will be for whatever ongoing projects we have already got, we expect around 40% of the revenue to be realized in this year. And for new projects, we have to prepare our own DPR, we have to get the approval from competent authority, which will take quite a few months of time. And once our DPR, our own estimates are prepared and got approved from the competent authority, we will be able to start the work. So we have to procure the materials required for execution of the project, and we have to do some treatment for those materials. For example, if I have to execute MI pipe work, MS pipe work, mild steel pipe work, I have to do grunting outside, I have to do inner epoxy coating inside. All these activities do take a little bit of time. So we expect very good revenue out of our already ongoing project, and we can expect some revenue from the beginning of the new project. So that's how we have anticipated a revenue of around 300 crore. We strive to achieve much more revenue. We can do a better work and try to achieve good revenue. But for that, yes, definitely we need cooperation from all the concerned departments, which we are getting right now. And we try to achieve much more healthier revenue. We will disclose in coming quarters as soon as we get new orders and as soon as we achieve our outstanding order book to be progressing well. We will try to achieve better revenue.
So, sir, on a pessimistic view, we are still intact with the 300 crore revenue, as discussed on the last con call.
Yes. That is me, modest level, which I am anticipating. Probably we will achieve much more. We will try to inform you as and when it occurs.
So, sir, like this year, we clocked the revenue of 60, this quarter, we clocked the revenue of 67 crore. So, like going forward, for all the three quarters, we are expecting a better top line compared to this quarter.
Yes, compared to last quarter in the same period.
Okay. This will be above like 70 crores, odd crores going forward for each quarter, for the next three quarters, if we have to make it 300 crores.
We will put in all our efforts to ensure that much of revenue comes to the company.
Got it, sir. And the margins should remain the same?
We try to achieve the same kind of margin. As I explained earlier, since ours is debt-light model and we have got efficient execution team with our good procurement operation in place, we try to achieve same kind of margin as we have announced in the first quarter.
And sir, the 2 crore extra...
Mr. Mittal, may we return to the question queue for a follow-up. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Madhur Rathi from Counter Cyclic Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, this 1,000 crore order inflow that we are expecting in FY26, sir, how is the competitive intensity? Because it seems our margins are much higher when compared to other water EPE companies. Sir, so have we seen a scenario of increasing competition and that could lead to margin pressure?
Right now, in the state of Karnataka, we don't have many number of listed players in our market of water-based infrastructure and groundwater recharging. There are many unlisted players, but since our technical efficiency is very good and we have delivered almost all our projects in timeline, and also such of those projects which we have completed, we have maintained very well. So based on our technical experience, definitely we will be qualified to back future orders, and we don't anticipate much increased pressure on our revenue because of increased competition.
Okay. Sir, if I consider this 750 and the 850, these two large projects, sir, how many other players would be competitors? And sir, can we expect these orders to come at the 30-35% EBITDA margin? Is that a fair assumption based on the tender that we have given?
Actually, our tenders in state of Karnataka are done under Karnataka Transparency in Public Procurement Act. It is electronically based. Anyone who is technically qualified will be eligible to bid for those projects. We are expecting around 3 to 4 bidders who may compete for the project, and we do quote our rates based on our initial estimates. We do calculate how much raw material will be required, what will be the cost of the raw material, and how much we have to do. We will calculate all those scenarios meticulously and ensure that our margins are kept at a healthy level. Yes, we try to achieve good returns so that our investors should also be happy and our company should also have a robust growth and good efficient margin.
Got it. Sir, I read that, what percentage of our current revenue comes from operation and maintenance? And sir, what is the margin profile on that aspect of our business?
Usually, O&M costs are around 7-8% of our project cost. And we are expecting same kind of margin even in O&M cost, since we have to employ laborers to look after the pump sets and the electrical lines. We have to observe all along the leakages, if any, coming on the pipeline. Exact margin I don't have. I will come back to you. It is on same.
Got it, sir. So,
Mr. Madhur.
So, the final question. Just a final question. Sir, if I look at your FY22 revenue, we get your 120 crore revenue and our inventories and trade receivables were 16 crores. Sir, our revenue in FY25 has moved to only 200 crores, but more than 150 crores has been stuck in inventory and trade receivables. So, if you could just help us understand that why is the business getting more working capital intensive when we are in the same business and we have same kind of contracts? Why is the working capital intensity getting higher for our business?
We got our IPO funds on 29th of January. We were able to assess those funds on 1st of February. As soon as we got access to our IPO funds, it was fixed that we should spend 50 crore as per our offer document in the financial year 24-25 and another 100 crore in this year 25-26 for working capital requirements. So out of those 50 crores which we could assess in the year 24-25, we placed orders for procurement of the materials. Basically, our procurement will be on mild steel pipes, ductile iron pipes, HDPE pipes, steel and cement. For these category of materials like MS pipe, we have to do treatment for the pipes. Once we place the order, the manufacturing company takes minimum 20 to 25 days. Anyhow, we were able to source our material from reputed manufacturers like Jindal and Tata. They were able to supply the material. That's how our inventory stock has been reported to be of the figure which you have mentioned. And subsequently, we did treatments for those MS pipes with uniting for outer surface and epoxy coating and painting for inner surface. With all these treatments, we got the material delivered to the site and now we have started excavation and laying. That work we have started in the first quarter of 25-26 and we are continuing in second quarter of 25-26. Once these materials do get transported to the work spot and get installed, we are into the milestone billing, which we are realizing the revenue right now.
Got it, sir. So, sir, going forward, what percentage of our revenue should be we consider to be invested in receivables and inventories combined? Sir, so can it move to the 15-20% levels that we had previously in FY24 and earlier years?
So it takes 40 to 50 days to convert into the revenue.
Got it, sir. I'll get back in the queue. Thank you so much.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sanjay Nandi from VT Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. I'm going to the picture of numbers. Hello.
Nandi, please.
Hello.
Carry on. You're not
So, can you please guide the time frame? Like, suppose we are having a 594 crore kind of order book as on date, sitting at the 180 crore order book you received off. So, for this 590 to 600 crore order book, what could be the time frame for execution of the same?
No, I couldn't understand your question. Can you repeat?
Suppose if we consider the current order book of 594 odd crores, which is sitting aside as 180 crore of new order book you received off late. So what could be the timeline or time frame for execution of the same?
Yes, it will be 40% of the outstanding order book will be completed within this year. Mm-hmm. And 60% of 583 crores we will realize in next year, 2026.
And what about for this 180 crore new order book, sir?
Huh?
What about for this 180 crore new order which we received off late? That also will be executed 40% of this year and 60% next year?
Yes. Of outstanding order book. Apart from that, we do get fresh orders,
mm-hmm.
which we will be able to convert into revenue.
Got it, sir.
And also, it is maximum revenue next year.
Okay. Got it, sir. I'll come back in the queue, sir. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Om Dhawane from an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, you are audible. Be a bit louder.
Yes, sir. Just a second. Sir, the current order book which we have, so can you bifurcate it in two parts. So first part should be the orders received in the current financial year and the second in the previous financial year.
Can you repeat the question?
The current outstanding order book, can you bifurcate it into two parts? Good one received in the current financial year and the other received into the previous financial years.
No, all these outstanding order book we have received in last year, that we have classified as outstanding order book. Apart from that, in this year, we have got fresh order of 180 crore, which was realized from June 30th till August 14th, that we have disclosed to the exchanges, and it will be realized into our outstanding order book in the second quarter of this year.
Okay, sir, thank you. And one more question, sir. The sales which were posted on the quarter one of the current financial year, out of how much of it was realized in cash?
Your voice is not audible. Not clear.
Hello, am I?
Split the question. Can you split the question?
Sir, the sales which were posted in the quarter one of the current financial year, out of which, how much percent was actually realized in cash?
₹80% has been realized in cash.
The sales which were posted, so out of it, how much were realized in cash? Like, what payment was actually received by the customers from the customer?
It is 80% of the 80% has been received as cash.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manav Shah from Arete Group. Please go ahead. Mr. Manav, your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead with the question. As there is no response from the current participant, the next question is from the line of Deepak Poddar from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, please. Yeah, I'm audible, sir.
Yes, Deepak. Okay. So, thank you very much, sir, for taking time out for this call and giving us the opportunity for the questions. And so, just wanted to understand first up on order inflow. We are expecting around 1,000 crores of order inflow this year, right?
Yes.
So ideally, a majority of that would get executed in FY27. I mean, any percentage you can share? I mean, like you have shared for existing order book, 40-60?
Probably 40%, around 20%. 40% we can expect in financial year 27.
We can execute.
Yes.
So, I mean, in that case, because 40% of this 1,000 crores and existing 60%, so ideally our growth in FY27 can be much higher, right, as compared to what you're talking about, 30%?
Yes, definitely we are anticipating that one, but we are trying to be modest in our projection. Before we will be attending the investor call regularly, we will update as soon as our project do get materialized and we can anticipate much higher revenue. We will update you.
Okay, we can. But is there any risk that this 1,000 crores order inflow do not come through, or it becomes a little lesser than what we are actually guiding for?
No, we have to strive for better outlook.
Uh-huh.
We are aiming to capture that much of work order. And as earlier questionnaire also intervened, yes, it is based on competition, but based on our technical experience and our capability of execution of the project, we are hopeful of bagging that much.
Correct. And are we also looking at JJM as a, I mean, we are looking JJM orders also?
Yes, right now we are including 3 JJM projects.
Uh-huh.
Whatever project we are anticipating right now is a combination of Amrut and PMERC fund.
Okay. So what would be the quantum? I mean, out of current order book, what would be our order from JJM?
I will come back to you right now. I don't have breakup of those figures.
Okay, understood. And just my final question is on your margins. I mean, do you see, I mean, the kind of margins that we are seeing, 30-35%, is, I mean, kind of a industry leading, or I have not seen such kind of margin in EPC kind of a company. So do you see any risk that margin might normalize to a lower level, or such margins are maintained?
We have got information regarding EMS and Rainwater, and their margins are also on similar lines. Exact percentage, I will come back to you.
Okay. So in short, this margin can be sustainable. Is that what we are trying to say?
We try to achieve that one.
We'll try to achieve that.
Due to our technical efficiency and our zero light model and very good procurement operation underway, we try to achieve that kind of model.
Fair enough. Okay. That would be it from my side. All the very best to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Avantika Jawar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, you're audible, madam.
Do you have certain investments regarding your other businesses? There's some investment you've made in Madikeri land and some resort homestay. Can you give us some understanding of what these investments pertain to and how it will integrate with your overall business?
No, actually, we have got 195-acre coffee plantation property in Madikeri, which we brought so that we can give that property as a collateral for our non-fund-based requirement of BD. And we have got one resort named as Your Hands in Kundapur. Both are running well. It is not our main core business. We just took those properties since banks do insist for some collateral to be accorded along with fund sanction limits. So that's just minuscule part of our operations.
Understood. And what is the value of investments in these two land?
Around 25 crore, madam.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Madhurati from Counter Cyclic Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity once again. Sir, I wanted to understand if regarding the working capital as a percentage of our revenue. So going forward, what kind of working capital requirement do we expect as a percentage of our revenue or in working capital days? So can we expect this 185 days to go to 90 days or lower than that, or where should we expect it to stabilize going forward?
Our working capital cycle is 40 to 50 days.
So as of Q1, you mentioned it was 184 days, right?
That is overall size of the working capital requirement.
So 184 crores or 184 days?
184 crores.
Okay, crores as of Q1.
Working cycle days are 40 to 50 days. Our working capital is 180 crores.
Okay, sir, got it. Sir, that was from my end. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Maitri Shah from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, sir. Just one clarification on the YOY growth for the second quarter. Are we expecting a 20% growth or a 30% growth in the top line?
20% growth when compared to quarter two of financial 24-25.
So are we expecting a lower top line compared to the first quarter of this year in the next quarter?
No, it is in second quarter of 24-25, we had a healthy revenue, and we are anticipating 20% increase over second quarter of 24-25.
Okay. That is it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahil S. from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes, please. Please get it.
Yeah, so just revisiting the previous question from the earlier participant. One of the participants in the earlier questions had asked if you expect, you know, your next coming three quarters revenue to be upwards of 70 crores or much better than the first quarter. But right now you said you see a 20% increase in quarter two FY26 over the last period quarter two. But then that is sufficiently lower than your quarter one numbers. So I'm just not able to understand why such a, you know, difference in the revenue guidance.
No, probably Q1, Q2, some figures have got mixed up. I will come back to you with exact expected revenue on mix.
Yeah, did you mean this?
It has not
quarter
come down. It will not come down. I will come back to the correct figure. Yes.
Yeah, that's where my confusion lies. Because if you take 20% over last year's quarter two, then it's sufficiently lower than this quarter one.
Okay, just we'll come back to you. We'll come back to you.
Yeah, yes. Okay, so thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may press star and one at this time. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. C. Mrityunjaya Swamy, Chairman and Executive Director, for closing comments.
Yes. Thank you all for being part of our conference call. Anyhow, our company has delivered as promised earlier, and we hope to achieve much more better revenue, and we hope to bag much more orders due to SEBI regulations and regulatory regulations. I can't disclose the exact figure. I expect very good support from you all investors so that our company can grow further and we can deliver better results. And if you have got any intimation or clarification, please send the email to gaurav.g@conceptpr.com. This concludes our conference for the today. And I would like to thank all the participants who are being touch with us. Jai Hind. That's all from my end.
Thank you. On behalf of Denta Water and Infra Solutions Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.